6:42 and an update to a story we first brought you here yesterday. Upwards of 50 people are still scrambling to try to figure out where they may call home after their apartment complex off Normandy Boulevard partially sank into a retention pond. First started on Tuesday night, and Action News Jack's Logan McDonald back out at the property again this morning. Obviously, there have been there's been a lot of resources that have been helping these folks, including Fire Rescue, Red Cross, and others. Do we know yet what caused this whole thing to happen?
No, it's really still, you know, up in the air, Rich. That's one of the things that they're still investigating. It's too early at this point to determine a cause, as local officials and engineers are still investigating. Now, we did talk with the professor of civil engineering, Jeff Brown, at Embry-Riddle, and he did say that, in his view, it was kind of a situation of the water draining into the area behind the retention pond, and because that water got kind of trapped, it caused excess pressure on the wall, which ultimately could have been the reason for the failure. So just kind of the water getting trapped there, putting pressure on that wall, ultimately causing it to collapse, is the way it was described as possibly happening from that professor of civil engineering. But an official cause at this point is still being investigated, still very much up in the air.
And is there any clarity as to whether those folks may ever be able to return and live there again, or are they going to have to find some other place, and what other accommodations are being made?
Yeah, so right now accommodations, they a lot of them are staying in hotels, having been put in hotels. But at this point, the building has been condemned. So they are all looking for a new place to permanently call home. Those upwards of 50 people, several people helped bus 24 people and two pets to the Legends Center on Tuesday. And a lot of others stayed with family and friends. So at this point, it's really just those people trying to figure out what caused this collapse and figuring out where to go next for a permanent place to stay.
And this is the Oaks at Normandy apartment complex just behind the public shopping center. I mean, this isn't like Section 8 housing or anything like that. I mean, this is like, you know, affordable housing in your typical, if you will, apartment complex and condos that you see around Metro Jacksonville.
Yeah, I mean, the apartment complex is pretty nice. We're outside of it right now. It's a gated community. However, we did look into the complex's history. The city spokesperson said code enforcement has been at this complex three other times dating back to 2021, but those did appear to be for minor issues. The city also said they've received 66 calls about the complex in the last 3 years for a variety of reasons. So there have been some code enforcement kind of issues, or at least, you know, investigations, calls at the past in this complex. But they all seem to be minor, and it seems to be a pretty fairly nice complex. So still some questions left to be answered as to what led to this catastrophic collapse.
Well, there have been some positive signs that have come out of it from the community, not only the Red Cross, but other volunteers who have stepped up to help, JTA driving some of the kids to school and the like. So folks are trying to support those families who are dislocated as a result of this. We'll obviously be following up on any updates that happen to come over the coming hours and days ahead. Logan, thanks.